Hello and welcome to the show. My name is Marshall and you're listening to Hand Me Down Tunes on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. You just heard the song Bluebird by Corey Wong featuring Chris Thiele off of Corey Wong's newest release called Trail Songs in parentheses Dawn. He released Trail Songs Dusk, I think a month prior to that over the quarantine. And to, I guess, address the elephant in the room, it's feels like an eternity since I was last broadcasting on air to you all, and you obviously don't need me to remind you why, and it seems like so many things have unfolded and continue to unfold, even today as we kind of get through all this, but I'm not here to bum you out. In fact, my goal is quite the opposite. I'm intending to provide at least some sort of an escape from the stress associated with the time that we've been experiencing for the past few months. So to start that off, I actually would like to take a minute or so just to talk about a couple positives that have come out of my life in the past few months. And the first is that when all this unfolded, I was lucky enough to go with a couple of my friends from high school and stay in my house up in Queechy, Vermont, which, if you don't know, is a beautiful little town right on the border between Vermont and New Hampshire. And we spent about 2 months basically quarantining just the three of us and cooking meals every day, you know, watching Avatar: The Last Airbender, going to Zoom class, and I think my favorite thing that came out of that experience was we decided that every Sunday we would sit down and build a fire and play music for sometimes an hour, sometimes 2 hours, but it was an incredible way to bring people together and share a little bit of music, because the radio show was my favorite way to do that until then. But obviously, we got the boot from campus, so we had to kind of improvise on the spot. So that was a really incredible experience. And then once we finally went home, I was able to spend time with my family for probably the longest stretch of time since we were all in high school, which was, I guess 4 years ago. Well, I was in high school 4 years ago. My brother graduated a few years before that. So God, it was maybe seven years ago, was the last time we were in the house for that long. And then, you know, lucky enough, I have the privilege to come back to campus, and obviously it's far from normal, but there's at least a little bit of normalcy kind of sprinkled in, and I'm very happy to be back on air. And this is one of my favorite things that I did, you know, before all this, and I'm happy to be back doing it. But that's just a little bit from my life, and I hope that I can continue to share music and make people's days a little bit better. And provide just a little bit of an escape from the craziness that we're living in. To move on, there's actually been quite a bit of good music released over the quarantine as well. Notably, the Corey Wong has been on an absolute tear of releasing music. He released a solo album back in February, and I think he's released a new album every month. I'm pretty sure. I'm looking through it right now. So he released Elevator Music for the Elevated Mood, which was, I played a number of songs from that back when we were still on campus in February. And then he released Live in Amsterdam, which was, as it's titled, a live show in Amsterdam with the Metropole Orkest, which is, I think, the Amsterdam Symphony Orchestra, which is an absolutely incredible show. Then he released Meditations with John Batiste, who's an incredible pianist. Then Trail Songs Dusk, and then Trail Songs Dawn, which you just heard a song from. And then I haven't listened to it yet, but he just released tracks from the Syncopate and Motivate tour, which I was lucky enough to attend, I think, on my birthday in January. I just realized he did that, so I'm excited to listen to those. So Corey Wong has been going crazy in the studio and releasing songs left and right. But also, the Aver Brothers released The Third Gleam, which, if you are not familiar with the Aver Brothers, back in like 2005 maybe, they released The Gleam, and then followed up with a sequel, which was The Second Gleam, which are both EPs, like I think six or seven songs. And they're all acoustic, fully acoustic songs. And they're both incredible, and they had big shoes to fill with that series, and I believe that they filled them pretty to the fullest, I guess. And that came out back in August. So I'd like to play for you the first track, which they released as a single beforehand. I do have the vinyl record, so I'd love to bring that in and play the whole thing through at some point. So I'll just give you a taste for now. But coming up next will be Victory by the Aver Brothers, and I'm also excited. Because I think it's the first time I've had the honor of, I guess, giving a live update of a Patriots game as it's happening. I think they just kicked off. I don't have an up yet, but I will be checking the score and make sure everyone's well informed, even though I'm sure you have it on at home if you're a Patriots fan. But anyway, let's get right back into it. I've been talking for far too long, I'm sure. But up first is Victory by the Aver Brothers.
I don't write 'cause I don't think. I don't have a need to speak. I don't see the bright side quite as clear. Accolades and happy days, they don't ever last. Stories of courage clouded up with fear. In the broom grass I would lie, glimmer in my eye. The sun smiled back on me from victory I tried. Match eternal life, now I live my life. Of course I was forced to retreat from victory. I accept defeat. Waxy green and yellow walls outside my windows fall, covering the light I thought I'd see. Am I sad or am I sick? What's at the root of it? Do I throw my hands and quit? Something tells me no. In the broom grass I would lie, glimmer in my eyes. The sun smiled back on me from victory I tried. Match eternal life, how I led my life. Of course I was forced to retreat from victory. I accept defeat. Worries on all sides of my mind, in silence my darkness is denied. In the broom grass I would lie, glimmer in my eye. The sun smiled back on me from victory I tried. To match eternal life, how I led my life. Of course I was forced to retreat from victory. I accept defeat. From victory, I accept defeat.
Bench here, thinking about the temperature, wondering if the anchors call for rain. Why would I return here just to crash and burn here? All this place has offered me is pain. Rusty port here, still an empty dock needs a nail. Thinking as I sit here, it's hard to just forget here. How can you feel wind, not see sail? It's colder than it looks outside, and I got nothing time. start. I didn't know love would make it hard. What does an old guitar say? What does a deck of cards say? How does an empty bar stool pass the time? The way this feeling feeds me, I almost think it needs me. You can't fill old bottles with new wine. I thought love would make it easy. Didn't see failure in the cards. Each time the river bends, we're farther from the start. Didn't know love would make it hard. Didn't know love would make it hard. Wondering if the anchors call for rain.
Thank you.
with his back against the San Francisco traffic. On the bridge's side that faces towards the jail, setting out to join a demographic. He hoists his first leg up over the rail. A phone call's made, police cars show up quickly. The sergeant slams his passenger door. He says, "Hey son, why don't you talk through this with me? Just tell me what you're doing it for." Oh, it's a little bit of everything. It's the mountains, it's the fog. It's the news at 6 o'clock. It's the death of my first dog. It's the angels up above me. It's the song that they don't sing. It's a little bit of everything. There's an older man who stands in a buffet line. He is smiling and he's holding out his plate. And the further he looks back into his timeline, that hard road always led him to today. Making up for when his bright future had left him. Making up for the fact his only son is gone. And letting everything out once his server asks him, "Have you figured out yet what it is you want?" I want a little bit of everything. The biscuits and the beans. Whatever helps me to forget about the things that brought me to my knees. So pile on those mashed potatoes and an extra chicken wing. I'm having a little bit of everything. To a wedding she has scheduled for the fall. Her man says, "Baby, can I make an observation? You don't seem to be having any fun at all." She said, "You just worry about your groomsmen and your shirt size. Rest assured that this is making me feel good. I think that love is so much easier than you realize. If you can give yourself to someone, then you should. 'Cause it's a little bit of everything. The way you choke, the way you ache. It is getting up before you, so I could watch you as you wake. So on that day in late September, it's not some stupid little ring. I'm getting a little bit of everything. It's a little bit of everything. It's the matador and the bull. It's the suggested daily dosage. It's the red moon when it's full. All these psychics and these doctors, they're all right and they're all wrong. It's like trying to make out every word when they should simply hum along. It's not some message written in the dark or some truth that no one's seen. It's a little bit of everything.
Hello and welcome back to the studio. Once again, my name is Marshall, and you are listening to Hand Me Down Tunes on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. To recap, first you heard Victory by the Avett Brothers off of the third Gleam, as I mentioned, the third in the Gleam series. I know that's kind of obvious, but I think the whole EP, or I guess this one's technically an album, but whatever you want to call it, it's incredible, and I highly recommend listening to it all the way through. Next was Didn't Know Love by Mipso, which is a song that I hadn't heard before, but was one that my friend Scott Jackson, who was up with me in Queechee, suggested we play for one of our Fireside Jams sessions on one of the Sundays back in April or May. And that one stood out to me particularly. I really love that song, and wanted to share it with you all. Next was Can I Believe You by the Fleet Foxes off of Shore, which is their surprise album that was released last week, I think. I was so surprised that I didn't really realize that it was out for 3 or 4 days. And then when I finally saw that it existed, I gave it a listen. I thought this song was absolutely incredible and one of the best that they've ever released. And I wanted to share that along as well. And I also recommend listening to that album, just like the other ones. And lastly was A Little Bit of Everything, and that one is dedicated to my very good friend Peter Knowlton, who was also with me in Queechee. And that was one of his requests for, I think it was on our last session. I'm trying to remember. I think it was our very last Fireside Jams, and that song is important to him. It was I apologize if I get the story wrong, Peter, but I believe it was one of the songs that he used to sing with his class at his camp, and I think he spent many years there. And that he says, I asked him to say what the lyrics mean to him in one sentence. And he said, "It's the end of an amazing time that we didn't appreciate when we had it. All the little things." And I just think it's an absolutely incredible song, it means a lot to him, and because of that, it means a lot to me as well. So I wanted to share that one with you to conclude that kind of first half of the show. And as promised, an update on the Pats game. Not a whole lot going on quite yet. The Chiefs had a pretty good looking drive, and it stalled out with goal to go. They decided to throw it at Stephon Gilmore, which is always a bad idea. So they settled for a field goal, and then the Patriots haven't done much either, except that Mr. Brian Hoyer, the Destroyer, as I like to call him, he laid a pretty nice block on one of the Chiefs' big guys for a double reverse play for like 20 yards. But I think that drive just stalled, so a slow start. But I you know, have a lot of confidence in our backup. If you don't know, Cam Newton, our starter, tested positive for COVID. So he naturally had to sit out for this game, but Mr. Hoyer has been with the program for quite a long time, so I'm confident he knows the offense well enough to put a competitive game plan out there. But anyway, let's get right back into the music. Next up, as I always do, and I will keep the tradition, I'm going to play some Grateful Dead after the break. This week we have Throwing Stones live at the Nassau Coliseum, and let me just double check the date. That is from March 29th of 1990, so the later years of the Grateful Dead. And I do not know the name of the saxophonist, but I do know that they had a saxophonist join them for this whole show. I think it adds quite a bit. It's a really cool show, all around. And this was a song that I kept hearing on Grateful Dead radio, and I never knew the name because the chorus kind of goes like "Ashes, ashes, all fall down." So I thought that was the name of it, but it's actually called "Throwing Stones." If you're a Dead fan, you probably know of it. So that's what we have for Grateful Dead for this week, and we have a few more songs after that. So stick around. But first, here's a quick PSA.
Hey, what's up? This is Gwen from No Doubt, speaking for Rad. You think you can drive properly after you've had a few drinks? I don't think so. Give up the keys. Choose a designated driver. Music lives, so should you.
Don't you forget, call him a crack. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Oh, store with a sharp bar of blue we can call our home. Staying with the kids, they dance, they shake their bones. And the politicians throwing stones, singing ashes, ashes all fall down, singing.
Just lifted, revealed. cursing the seas, signal oasis, alone on a beach, protecting a castle the tides never reached. Am I protecting or bringing an oath? For Sigma Oasis, it's neither and both. You're finally weightless, so take to the air.
You're already there.
Welcome back to the studio one last time. Again, my name is Marshall, and you've been listening to Hand Me Down Tunes on 91.5 WMFO Medford. To recap, again, first you heard Throwing Stones live at the Nassau Coliseum on their live album called Wake Up to Find Out from 1990. And I looked it up. The saxophonist was, Branford Marsalis, who is the brother of Wynton Marsalis, who is a very famous trumpeteer, I guess is the right word. Jazz trumpetist, or I'm forgetting the correct word there, but I really like that version quite a bit. And I like the late Grateful Dead. It's quite different, and you can tell that, especially when Jerry's singing, which he wasn't in that song, that he's ailing quite a bit at that point. But I do really like the kind of way their style changed in the later years. Next was Sigma Oasis by Phish off of their album Sigma Oasis, which came out in the middle of, April. And that was also a surprise release. They'd been doing live streams every Tuesday night, and they called them Dinner and a Movie because they'd release a recipe as well as stream a whole show. And we made it a habit to sit down every Tuesday night and make the dinner and watch the whole show. But right in the middle of those live streams, they announced they're releasing a new album, and did a release broadcast or stream, where they played through the whole album for the first time publicly, and showed some footage from the recording process, which was up in Vermont, actually in Trey Anastasio's giant barn that he converted into a studio. So that was a pretty fun part of the quarantine as well. And lastly was the song Ithaca by Beatenburg off of the Hanging Gardens of Beatenburg, which that's one of my friends from my acapella group showed me that album, and I really enjoyed it. It's like South African pop music, which is pretty unique. It's an incredible vibe, but I'm not sure if I know anything else quite like it. And that somehow became the soundtrack of our quarantine up in Queechy. So that always reminds me of those couple months as well. And that is about all the time that I have today, because I have to be out a little early to allow time for the next person to come in without having minimal contact. Still another field goal by the Chiefs, just to have one more update there. The Patriots are driving after a kind of crazy tip drill catch. So hopefully they can get some points on the board before. There's still 10 minutes left in the half, so they're looking not too bad. But yeah, that is all the time we have. I just want to finish up by saying it's been, you know, a great 3 years doing the show. I started my October of my freshman year, and I'm excited to keep it going and, you know, continue this for the rest of this year, hopefully, barring any crazy outbreaks on campus. I just want to say thanks for listening, and I will be back next week at the same time, Monday at 7, and I look forward to broadcasting some more music for you then. But until then, stay safe, stay healthy, and to close it out, here is a song by Sufjan Stevens. I'm probably going to play a few seconds of it because I do have to get out of this station. But it's To Be Alone With You by Sufjan Stevens. So thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week. Watch me survive.